when you add up the changes to the healthcare system, it's really a lot. When I came to town, there were two very overworked physicians. There were probably 80 births a year happening, most of them in our old hospital. Medevacs happened on either Alaska Island Air, a little air charter, or Coast Guard helicopter, or they put a stretcher over three rows of seats on Alaska Airlines, and that's how people got out. We did not have an infant learning program. We did not have WAVE, our domestic violence program. We did not have Head Start. I don't think there were any preschools. I think the Johnson O'Malley preschool started shortly after that. We didn't have any home health. Mental health was part-time under the jurisdiction of Ketchikan Gateway.
Right, so people flew in here occasionally to be, or every month or something like that.
I think when I first got here, actually, Mark Walker covered Wrangell and Petersburg, so he was here like 2 days a week.
Right, he's a counselor who lives in Wrangell.
Right, and that was it for mental health. We didn't have any of the search presence that we have in town now. The doctors had a search contract, but that was it. So it's amazing the amount of changes that have gone on in healthcare. The greatly expanded hospital, all of that. It's just phenomenal.
Telemedicine.
You know, I'm not even sure we had ultrasound when I got here. I think, or if we had, it was just newly installed.
Talk about the role of a public health nurse in a small town like Petersburg.
Well, public health is supposed to have a vision for raising the health of the entire community and not just taking care of people one by one. So that means working with other agencies and looking at prevention and health promotion kinds of activities. Petersburg's really fortunate because the agencies try to work well together. There isn't a whole lot of turf battles going on. So that means people can cooperate and work on getting services to families. And all of the different agencies from the city, all of them are committed to that, are committed to funding the things that need funding and finding solutions to the problems and really trying to make this a community that can raise healthy families.
You were honored during the Week of the Young Child by the different groups in town, agencies in town that work with young children, like the Children's Center and so on, and Head Start. And talk about some of the work that you've done with young kids and with parents of young kids, particularly in terms of health.
That was such a surprise and so much fun. I had groups of children coming down all morning with songs and poems and pictures that they had drawn and flowers for me and a trophy. It was just great, tromping through the rain to do it. The funnest thing about public health is that you aren't restricted to your little cubbyhole. You see families, you get out into the schools and into the preschools. And I think my particular focus has always been young children and working with parents and other caregivers to help them see what it is children need to grow and to thrive.
As you talked about earlier, your job is not just meeting with an individual patient, but with working with the community and outreach and with children and education and so on. If there was a message you'd like to leave with people as you leave your job and retire, what would you like to sort of leave folks with?
It has just been a tremendous privilege to work with people, to have them trust you with the most prized, possession that they have, their kids, and to have them have the faith to follow your recommendations or listen to your advice and weigh it along with, other advice that they're getting. And to be able to watch families develop over time has been fantastic. To see kids and how they were raised and then how they go on to raise their own children, many of them, overcoming huge obstacles to do the best job that they can. And that has just been, I think, the biggest kick with this job. One more thing I want to say is what a privilege it's been to work with Jeanette Ness and what an inspiration she is in terms of her commitment to the community, her very broad vision of how to raise health and wellness. Jeanette Ness is the clerk at the health center. She's worked there for 21 years and has taken a huge role for health in the community and in the region through her involvement with SEARCH, Petersburg Medical Center, Compass Theater. I can go on and on.